Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Hey, thanks, Jen. We are super stoked to welcome Diablo Strange to the podcast this week, a Moncton-based power trio. Get ready for a half hour of fantastic 90s-flavored alternative rock with a classic rock feel. The band members will join us shortly as we feature their most recent album, A Lesson Learned. To get us started, this is Swine on Atlantic Access.
We'll be right back.
Chain and Swine back to back from Diablo Strange and the album A Lesson Learned on Atlantic Access. We're talking to the magnificent trio here right now. In fact, we have Matt and JD and Charlie. Actually, it's Marty. I'm just giving him a hard time. First name for everybody to recognize your voices, starting with?
I'm Matt.
I'm JD.
Marty, aka Charlie.
So, A Lesson Learned, the name of the most recent album. Any lessons learned?
Just a lyric from the song, I guess. Kind of went through a behaviors from an unnamed person.
Well, we're going to get to that tune actually a little bit later on. I'll ask you about that a little bit more. You guys have been together almost 10 years now. The name has, anyways. All original members in the unit?
Myself, Matt, and Marty were the original. That's where the idea grew. Then we went through a couple of drummers, and then JD answered an ad. He was a fit from day one. History was made.
Where did you see the ad?
Where was it? Moncton Locals?
I think it was Moncton Locals, yeah.
Yeah.
Good old Moncton Locals.
Rest in peace. Yeah.
There's 8 songs on this EP that was released back in December. Very strong sounding album. I mean, it really rivals much of anything that classic rock growl together with some pretty cool modern attitudes and approaches. Marty, can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, I think that's just kind of all our backgrounds. We probably grew up listening to classic rock. I'm not sure if it just kind of bled in from whatever our parents were listening to. And then growing up, you know, like Matt and myself would have grew up around the grunge era in the 90s. So probably a blend of those two styles kind of just formed together just naturally from what we grew up listening to, I guess.
So 90s, Matt, Chris Cornell or Eddie Vedder?
A little bit of both. Mainly Eddie Vedder. That's where I started with the acoustic thing. That's how it started. And just by chance, somebody had asked me to, you know, do you play guitar? You might as well play bass. So that's how I became a bass player. I started jamming with these guys, started playing bass. And then Marty had approached me about, you know, getting something simple together. So, and I said, I already play bass. We're already one step ahead. So
right,
that's how it started.
And your rhythm section partners, JD, any other bands experience before Diablo Strange came along?
Some local bands playing covers and stuff. I was in a band called The Cheating Husbands for a while. These guys, I played in Lion Salt a little bit.
Okay, oh yes.
Yeah. And but aside from that, it's been just these guys.
Yeah, yeah. The least experience of the group, did you have any trouble catching up to these two as far as the chemistry was concerned? Or
I think it was pretty easy from day one. You know, we were all pretty big avid rock fans, so our style is very similar, I would say. I mean, different backgrounds, obviously, but I think it was really easy from day one just to get in there, play a few songs, and it just kind of took off.
So you have a recent video, I believe, for the song Memory Lapse.
Going to shoot one. We haven't shot it yet. We're actually starting to shoot it next weekend.
Yeah. Okay.
So that will be coming out probably in the next few weeks.
So not a memory lapse, but more of a psychic prediction.
Exactly.
Something. I don't know. I saw that somewhere. Did you guys post a teaser or anything?
Please, I might have.
Please say yes, sure. Otherwise there's a real strange case of deja vu going on.
I'm not sure. You're right on it anyway. Yeah. I might have told you, I don't know.
Interesting that I knew that. So anyway, Memory Lapse. So how did you go about choosing that song to create a video?
Actually, it was sort of a process of elimination where we had already released 3 singles. And when we went through whatever songs were left, that's kind of the favorite out of the 3 that were left that we kind of just agreed on.
Well, you mentioned the Pagans. It's interesting because we're going to play Memory Lapse and the Pagans back to back now on Atlantic Access.
Survival, curtains drawn to kill the lights. this. I've got a finger, need a fist. I guess I'll just abandon all thought and make my way right down the list. I could not bear the sight. I'd rather forget tonight. Protect me from my mind with memories lost in time. We'll be right back.
with Diablo Strange. That's Pagans on Atlantic Access, talking with JD, Matt, and Marty here. And you did a lot of work with Danny Bourgeois.
He actually just did our drum tracks. Denis Landry is actually the one who put the rest of the album together. So he was another guy that was great to work with, and we're pleased with the results.
It does sound really slick, as we're experiencing here. So do you see working with Denny again?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I like the final product is key, and we've gone through a few iterations of different people we've tried, and although they were good, this one seems to capture our sound. It blends everything, just felt tight and blended well. Mind you, the songs, we have been sitting on the songs for quite some time. I think this has been 5 years since we recorded the last time, so the songs had some time to marinate. And work themselves out.
Right on. Yeah. You guys obviously have cultivated a really strong live reputation. You do play quite a few gigs around town and elsewhere, I'm sure. Will the summer be taking to different places and festivals, JD?
I think we do have a few shows lined up.
We've got Turtle Creek Fest coming up June 8th.
Yes.
And I think we got a show in St. John June 14th at Pepper's Pub with Hatchet Lake and Burgundy Drive.
And what about future plans? Anything coming down the pipeline?
We're always working on something new. We got one new song that we're kind of hammering out right now. And there's going to be songs in the pike. And then we got the video that we're going to be working on.
Are you self-producing this thing, or are you working with anybody?
Can we say who we're working with?
I think so. Yeah, we're going to be working with Randy Goldrup.
To shoot it.
Yeah, he's done some really cool videos for his own band, Def Picasso. After I saw the last few videos he shot, I was like, yeah, we got to hook up with this guy to get the next video done. So
that's going to be cool.
that's a pretty fun brainstorming session last weekend.
Lesson Learned is a lyric taken from one of the tunes. We mentioned this earlier. It's from The Repeater, and somehow that lyric stood out as the one that was going to be the title of that project. What's the connection?
The Repeater is kind of a pointed song at one particular person.
Okay.
That kept repeating the same mistakes over and over again. Just because that sort of ends up being a theme sometimes of repeating mistakes, even in other songs, I just thought the title was sort of fitting.
Where can people find your music, and in how many different formats is it available?
We've got our new records on Spotify. We've always had our material on Bandcamp and Facebook.
iTunes now, too.
And iTunes now, too. And I actually noticed on YouTube, the CD, where we had gone through CD Baby, they had posted a topic for the Lessons Never Learned on YouTube. So
we're also going to play probably the most smoking song on the album. Many times that last song is like a last minute addition or whatever, but this one just wails, like including the JD.
Lots of coffee.
When you record something like that, what needs to happen?
So I think that one, just the guitar riff, just kind of, obviously some parts seem faster, especially at the end where it goes double time and speeds up. The biggest thing was just kind of trying to find the sweet spot between, kind of making it rock key but not too fast. And like I said, lots of coffee helps.
But here we go with The Repeater and then So Bad from Diablo Strange and the album A Lesson Learned. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Scorched by the flames of the hate that you hold on to. Why don't you just let go? You control what takes hold of the old and true. You always end up here. Never fear what's been waiting at every turn. A lesson never learned. When you reach for the embers, your fingers burn.
That is so bad. The track that wraps up Diablo Strange's most recent album, A Lesson Learned. The Atlantic Access Podcast is a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, see entertainmentplus.ca. Every week, we toss in a bonus track to close off the show. Today, we pick one from Chris Kolpaw, who's committed to releasing a new single each month in 2019. Kolpaw's most recent release is called Walk on Atlantic Access.
Sundown, and this is where I'm gonna stay. Walk on, though you're tired. Your time to sleep is around the bend. Walk on, though you need to.
The Atlantic Access Podcast with Terry Parker, and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.